Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur with a note that the name of the Masechta, Rosh Hashanah, in fact is the topic at hand. And on the side of the Gemara, you can see we've written the topic heading, the Nosei, Arba Rosh Hashanim. There are four dates that we count as new years. The details that we will discover in the Mishnah will be explained quite extensively and thoroughly by the Gemara as the Dapim unfold. So we begin the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four new years. And each new year has special legal ramifications. Be'echad b'Nisan, the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'melochim u'l'golim. The first of Nisan is considered the new year with regard to kings and with regard to holidays. As far as what do we mean when we say as regard to kings, it's considered a new year? This has to do with the topic of dating documents, dating shtoros. Every legal document naturally has a date in it. It's important to establish when the events described in the legal document took place. And in order to accomplish that, we write a date, and the date would, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, would reflect which year of the king's reign the document was prepared. So it might read the 21st of the third month of the fourth year of a king's reign. So the question is, when does that fourth year of the king's reign begin? So there's a Rosh Hashanah for that, and the year would change over at the first of Nisan. And we'll see later in the Gemara, you can have a situation where the king was appointed and assumed the monarchy a few days before the first of Nisan. The month preceding Nisan is Adar, so you can imagine he assumed the monarchy the last day of Adar. When the first of Nisan comes around the next day, that would be considered his second year of reigning. So the first of Nisan is considered a new year with regard to kings and holidays. As far as what do we mean with regard to the regolim, the holidays, that will be discussed in the Gemara. Be'echod be'elul, the first of Elul, and we note that this is number two, Aleph. In other words, this is the second date for a Rosh Hashanah. Aleph means we will have another opinion following on the next line, which we'll call Beis. But Be'echod Be'elul equals Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they disagree, and they say Be'echod B'Tishrei. So now, just a word about Maiser Behema. Maiser Behema is an animal tithe that we tithe 10% of all animal births of a given year. And the Mishnah is telling us a rule that animal births of 1 year cannot be used, animals born 1 year cannot be used to serve as the tithe of animals born on another year. So every year is viewed in and of itself. So for every 10 animals that are born in any given year. So one of them is separated as Meiser Beim. The word Meiser, you can see in the word Eser, Eser meaning 10. Meiser Beim means 1/10. So that we have to have a cutoff point for the years when we speak about animals being born in a given year. So the first of Elul is a cutoff point. Animals born before the first of Elul cannot be used to tithe the animals born after the first of Elul. The other opinion, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they say that the new year for animal tithing is the first of Tishrei. Now, a third new year is Be'echod B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, L'Shmitim, L'Yovlos, L'Netia, L'Yerokais. A number of halachas are established by the first of Tishrei. So we see that it's the first of Tishrei for Shonim. This will be explained in the Gemara. Shonim literally means it's the beginning of a new year with regard to years. But that's not clear at this point. The Gemara will have to deal with that. L'shmitin means for the Shemitah year. That means when the first of Tishrei arrives on the seventh year of the seven-year agricultural cycle. So from the Torah standpoint, all agricultural activity must cease. L'yovlos, Yovel, is the Jubilee year. That's once every 50 years, a Yovel is proclaimed, and there are a number of halachas that are specific to the Yovel year, but we usher in the Yovel year on the first of Tishrei. L'netia, this has to do with counting the years for a fruit-bearing tree during its Orla period. Orla represents 3 years during which the fruits of a fruit-bearing tree, from the time that it's planted until you can start benefiting from those fruits, for 3 years, the fruits are forbidden. Now, how do we count that? So, we assume that you are planting the tree at some time during a year. That will count as year one. In other words, you can see it's not a total 365 days, but from the time that you planted it until you reach Echad B'Tishrei. When Echad B'Tishrei comes about, that will usher in the second year. And then the following Echad B'Tishrei, the third year. And following that, the next Echad B'Tishrei is the beginning of the fourth year, at which time a different halacha applies to trees, which we won't get into at this moment. But as far as Orla and the 3 years that the fruits are forbidden, the year changes at the first of Tishrei. And in our example, you noted that the first year, as we just said, is not necessarily a complete year. It's simply from the time that you planted it, assuming certain assumptions, but as from the time that you planted it till the first of Tishrei will constitute its first year. Yerokos, this has to do with the tithing of vegetables. One is not to tithe the vegetables that you harvested in 1 year to cover, to exempt vegetables you harvested the next year. So the idea of the cutoff point of when the new year begins, that is the first of Tishrei. The fourth category, the fourth new year, Be'echod B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilon, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. The first of Shvat constitutes a new year with regard to the tithing that we associate with trees. And that would mean that fruit of trees and the tithe that is specific to them is determined from the point that the fruit blossoms. We call this in Hebrew chanota. So that fruit that blossomed before the first of Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, cannot tithe from those fruits that then blossomed after the first of Shvat. The first of Shvat is a cutoff point. So that in order to determine what year a fruit is shayach to, is attached to, or is related to, we look at when did it blossom. If it blossomed before the first of Shvat, so then it's shayach to that year, as opposed to those that blossomed after the first of Shvat. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says, B'chamisho Osorbo, the 15th of Shvat, better known to many as Tu B'Shvat. Tu is Tes Vov. The 15th of Shvat is the new year with regard to fruits of trees. Rashi says, across from here, Le'ilon, the Inyan Meiser, Shein Ma'asrin, Peros Ho'ilon, Shechontu, Koidem Shvat, Al Shechontu La'achar Shvat. Shebi'ilon, Holech Achar Chanota. In order to determine what year a fruit is relevant to, related to, you look at its blossoming. The Gemara will explain what is the significance of the month of Shvat with regard to trees. Now, the Gemara looks into the first example. On the first of Nisan, we say it's a Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim. We have a topic heading on the side of the Gemara. We call this a Nosei Klali. Klali means a general topic heading. You can see we've indicated this is a very long discussion. It goes till Daf Dalet Omid Aleph. We'll be discussing Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim, the new year with regard to kings. So the Gemara, Lemelochim Lemai Hilchasa, Rashi says, Lemai Hilchasa Klomar, Lomo Hukpo Yoim Miuchod Leminyan Hamlochim. Why was a special date assigned to counting with regard to kings? Emo, Shal Kol Melech Umelech Tatchil Shnoso Miyom Sha'omad Bo. You could simply say that the king and his year is simply based on the date that he assumed the throne. The Gemara answers, Omar Rav Chisda L'shtoros. The importance, the necessity of having an official standard date for counting a monarchy, the year of a king's realm, or the king, year for of a king's reign, is for shtoros, is for dating documents. This is in order to establish the accuracy of a document. If, let us say, a document testifies or reflects a loan that took place, when someone borrows money, so the one who loans it gains a lien on the borrower's properties. That's called a shibud nechasim. Naturally, if someone else bought the borrower's property after he had taken out a loan, so that you can have Mr. A borrowed money from Mr. B. So B has a lien on Mr. A's property. If Mr. C, subsequent to that loan, buys property from Mr. A, he is on notice that he has bought properties that Mr. B already has a lien on them. And that if Mr. A, who borrowed from B, if Mr. A defaults on the loan, so Mr. B will have a right to collect that property wherever it is. And if Mr. A, who borrowed the property, had subsequently sold it to Mr. C, so Mr. B, the creditor, will have a right to collect it. However, if Mr. A, who borrows money, had prior to the loan that he took, prior to that, had sold properties to Mr. C, and after the sale, Mr. A needed to borrow money from Mr. B, so Mr. B has no right to collect properties that were sold previously, prior to the loan. We are describing two situations. one is called Mukdam, and one is called Mu'uchar. So that if you have a loan taking place, but the date in the shtar reflects a time, a date that is earlier than the actual loan took place, you're creating a dangerous situation for people that purchase properties prior to the actual loan, because they bought properties without any lien on them. But an improperly dated shtar, a shtar mukdam, that's a shtar that's predated, will enable a creditor to collect unlawfully those properties. So we have the following Mishnah, Disnan, Shtore Choiv, those are documents testifying to a loan, in which a loan is written, Hamukdomim Psulim, predated loan documents are unfit, they're puzzle, V'hamu'uchorim Kshirim. However, if it's post-dated, in other words, a loan took place at a given time, and the date written in reflects a later date, the date indicating that the loan had taken place, reflects a date later than the actual loan. In such a case, the creditor is receiving the short end of the deal, insofar as he won't be able to collect any properties prior to the date in his shtar, when in fact he had extended the loan earlier than the date in the shtar. But for our purposes, a case like that does not endanger any lukuchos, any purchasers, anyone who may have purchased from the borrower prior to the loan. So for our purposes, it's important to have a standard date in the shtar, in all of these documents that we've been referring to, a standard date indicating the year of a king's reign, in order to establish the accuracy of the date. There is an extensive Rashi here who paints a very specific scenario that helps to illustrate this further, so for anyone who is interested, one can look into the Rashi. But for our purposes, it's important, once again, to have a standard method of dating shtaros, a standard date during which we can at which point we say that the king's reign advances another year. And once we have that in place, so we will enable the documents to be dated accurately, and you'll be able to know then whether the document was dated before the actual loan took place or after the actual loan took place, if that be the case. We continue in the Gemara, Tonu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source, as you can see, it appears in a frame that has two scenarios. Melech She'omad Be'esrim V'tisho Ba'ador, a king that was appointed, that assumed his throne at the 29th of Adar. Kevon Shigio Echod B'Nisan, when the first of Nisan comes about, which means the next day, also Loi Shona, that would then count as the second year, so that he was in office for one day. The next day, the first of Nisan, we're already going to be dating Shtaros as the second year of that particular king's reign. V'im lo omad elo be'echod b'Nisan, if the king assumed the throne on the first of Nisan, ein moinen loy shono ad shiagia Nisan acher, he won't be considered as having ruled for a year until the next Nisan comes about. So you have two cases where the king is said to be in his second year of his reign, but in one case it's with the passage of one day, and in the second case you need an entire year to pass until we can say that he's in the second year of his reign. Before we go further, just note that it's important throughout this Masichta to be familiar with the months of the Jewish calendar. So we've provided a little list in the margin. Always refer back to this if necessary. The order of the months, based on the Torah that says that Nisan is the first of the 12 months of the Jewish year, the names of the months appear on the side. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. So that on a cyclical basis, following Adar, which is the last month in the list of months, the next month is Nisan. As we said, on a cyclical basis, you then start the counting of months again. So we just described a case where he assumed his throne on the last day of Adar, the next day being the first day of Nisan. And since Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim, that will be considered his second year of reign. Omar Mar. Now the Gemara quotes the source we just saw. Melech Shomad Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'Adar, a king that assumed the throne on the 29th of Adar, Kevon Shigia Echad B'Nisan, also Loishana. The next day, which is the first of Nisan, comes about, it's considered a year. And that means that we'll now start dating our documents, calling or dating them as the second year of this king's reign. Ha Kol Mashmalon, we continue at the top of Amud Beis. This shows us, this source shows us, the Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, that Nisan represents the beginning of the new year of a king's reign, V'yoyim Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana, and that one day of a year can be considered a year. As we just said, he actually reigned for one day, the last day of Adar, and we're considering that year number one. Proof being, the next day, we're already going to be calling him, who a dating document says, year number two of that particular king's reign. Well, again, a quote from the source. V'im lo omad elo be'echod b'nisan ein moinin lo yishona ad shiagia nisan acher. If he assumed the throne on the first of Nisan, so that's the beginning of a royal year. He's not going to be considered into year number two until next Nisan comes about. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Once you've established that the beginning of Nisan is the beginning of his year, so he's not considered as finishing the year until the next Nisan comes about. Why do you have to spell this out when it seems to be obvious? Loi tzricha, the source is necessary because it's really dealing with the case of the imnu olei me'ador. Imnu olei, Rashi says, nimnu v'gomru hasorim limanoso. Kings were appointed based on the decision made by various ministers in that particular realm. So the source is describing a case where the ministers had already decided upon this king to serve as the king a few days before, in the previous month, in the month of Adar. So Mao de Temo Nimnu Le Tre Tartin Shonin, being that they had decided on him to be king already from Adar, let us count the first Nisan as his second year of reign. Komash Malon, what the source tells us is that the mere decision of the ministers to appoint someone as king is not enough. He has to actually assume the throne in order for us to start the counting. Tonu Rabbonon. We have another Tanaic source, which we've broken down into three cases. Following the reading of the source, the Gemara will then say, you can see after the frame, Omar Mar, and we'll start quoting from the source and explaining the three sections. And that will take us down to practically halfway down the Omid. So on the side of the Gemara, we have an Osei, a topic heading, where we've written, Muvo Brisa Sheboi Shaloisha Mikrim Shoinim. We will present a Tanaic source in which there are three separate cases, Shemes Melech Harishon Vomad Melech Sheni Tachtov, where an original king dies and a replacement king takes office. Ech Monim Oisam Bishtaros. How do we date the documents? So we turn to the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Meis Ba'ador V'Omad Achir Tachtov Ba'ador, where King 1 dies in the month of Adar and a replacement king assumes office in that same month. Monin Shona Lozeh V'Lozeh. So it will be considered the last year of the previous king, and it will be considered the first year of the new king. Meis Benisan Vomar Achir Tachto Benisan. First king dies in Nisan, and a replacement king assumes office in Nisan, the same month. Monin Shona Lozeh V'Lozeh. That will be considered the last year of the previous king and the first year of the new king. Meis Ba'Adar Vomar Achir Tachto Benisan. First king dies in Ador, and a replacement king assumes the throne in Nisan. Moinin Rishoino L'Rishon Ushnio L'Sheni. So the king that died in Ador, that will be considered his last year. There no reference concerning the second king will take place until the Nisan appointment of the second king, so that the second year, so the second instance will be considered the first year of the second king. So that this second king will not have Ador counted as his first year. He wasn't appointed in Ador. Omar Mar. Meis ba'ador, v'omad achir tachto ba'ador, monin shona lozeh v'lozeh. This is, as you can see, a quote from the first case in the Brisa we just read. The Gemara says, pshita. It would appear to be fairly obvious. The ruling over here that the king who died in Ador, well, that's the end of his realm, and the replacement king that was appointed that same month, that would be the first year of his realm. So why does it have to be spelled out in the source? Mahu detemo. Well, without this being spelled out, I might have thought shosa means a year, lebei trei, 1 year for two people, for two kings, lo moninan. We don't count 1 year for two kings. Komash Malon, so the source is telling us that we do, in fact, date things that way. So that whether you decided to date this, a document based on the Ador being the last year of the previous king's realm, that's fine. Or if you date your shtar calling it the first year of the replacement king's realm, that's also okay. Meis benison v'yomar achir tachtov benison moinin shono lozeh v'lozeh. This too, the Gemara reacts, pshita. It seems to be fairly obvious that if king number one died in Nisan and the replacement king took office in Nisan, that we would count it as the last year of the first king and the beginning first year of the replacement king. So, mahu detemo, ki amrinon yoim echod bishona choshuv shona. I might have thought that the idea mentioned earlier, and we saw this at the top line, and we have a little star to the immediate right-hand side, the more pointing to that line, you can align the star also above. When we said that concept of 1 year is considered a year, besoif shona, that I would have thought is a reference to when something takes place at the end of the year. We had the case before where a replacement king took office on the 29th of Adar. So that the end of year, the one day of the end of the year, that's considered his first year of reign. Aval b'tchilas shana lo amrinan. But to consider one day as a year, when that one day comes out at the beginning of a royal year, that we wouldn't say. So that I might have thought that to count the first king's reign as extending into that year and saying, referring to it as the last year of his reign, we wouldn't do that. Kol Mashmalon, the source tells us that we do accept that as well. The third instance from the source above, Meis ba'adar v'omad acher tachtov b'nisan, moinin rishoyna l'rishoyn u'shnia l'sheni. Pshita, is that not obvious? Loi tzricha, no, it's not obvious because we're talking about the following case. De'imnu olei me'adar u'melech ben melechu. Here we have an additional factor that might have led me to think otherwise. First of all, it's a person that, in this case, we're talking about the replacement king is someone that they had actually, the ministers had decided upon him to assume office already in Adar, the month before he actually assumed office. Not only that, but he was also the son of the previous king. He's a melech ben melech, son, it's a king, son of king. Mahu detemo, nimnu le tartin shonin. I might have thought that when the first of Nisan comes about, we should call it the second year of this king's reign. Komash Malon, the source, is telling that even under such circumstances, we are not going to consider it the second year of his reign, because he didn't assume actual office until the beginning of Nisan. As you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that that which follows is a new train of thought. And on the side, we have a Nosei Mivne heading, a topic heading with a structural note combined. You can see that we have a bow tie featured with Roman numerals 1 and 2. The Roman numeral number 2 will appear on Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph, halfway down the page. We call Rabbi Yochanan as number 1, and Rabbi Elazar on Gimel, Amud Aleph, number 2. Mekoros Shemonim Lemlochim Inisan. We will present sources. The sources basically are from Psukim, because the Halacha was taught in the Mishnah, so we need an earlier source for the teaching in the Mishnah. Hence, we're looking for sources that will be found in Psukim, Shemoinim Lemlochim Nisan. We count royal years as starting from Nisan. In other words, the royal calendar flips over a year when the first of Nisan comes about. So how do you know that? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Lemlochim Shemoinim Lohem Elo Minisan. From where do we know that with regard to kings, we don't count their year of reign other than from Nisan? Shneamar, the Pasuk says. And note that this Pasuk lasts a number of lines. The Pasuk deals with Shlomo HaMelech and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk tells us that it was in year 480 since they left, 480 years after they left, the Jewish people left Egypt. The Pasuk says, Vahi b'shmoinim shana v'arba me'ez shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's 480 years after the Jews left Egypt. B'shana ha'raviyas b'chodesh ziv hu ha'chodesh ha'sheni l'melech shloimoi al Yisrael. In the fourth year, in the month of Ziv. Chodesh Ziv is a reference to the Hebrew month of Iyar. The month of Iyar is the Chodesh HaSheni. It's the second of the 12 months, as we indicated earlier in our shiur, that the list of months begins with Nisan. So Chodesh Sheni points to Iyar. And this was the fourth year, Lamelech Shlomo Al Yisrael. Rashi points out that the term Bashona HaRavias is connected to the phrase Lamelech Shlomo Al Yisrael. So in your mind's eye, you read it Bashona HaRavias Lamelech Shlomo Al Yisrael. So that the event that this pasuk is featuring, which has to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, took place in the fourth year of the king's of King Shlomo's reign. You can see this point in Rashi a little bit down from where we are, across from here, another two or three lines down. Rashi says, Lamelech Shlomo Yisrael, Ashonu Revias Koi. The Lamelech Shlomo is a continuation of the term Shana Revias, fourth year, Umikra Mesurisu. It's a pasuk that is out of order. B'Shana Revias, Lamelech Shlomo Yisrael, B'Chodesh Ziv Hu HaChodesh Hasheni. And he points out that there are other Hachinamik Siv Krachrinu Lekamon Vayochel Livnois B'Chodesh Hasheni B'Sheni B'Shnas Arba LeMalchuso. It's another pasuk that reflects the events in this pasuk. Let's continue in the Gemara. Makish Malchus Shlomo Liyitzias Mitzrayim. The king's realm, or the king's reign, is compared to the exodus from Mitzrayim. In this pasuk, you can see that that reference was made to the Jews leaving Egypt and the monarchy of Shlomo. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim Nisan, just like the exodus from Egypt is counted from Nisan, that if you want to date things in terms of the exodus from Mitzrayim, the date that's used to constitute a new year is Nisan. So Af Malchus Shlomo mi Nisan. So too the king's reign is dated from Nisan. When it comes to the exodus from Egypt, when you want to date things using that as your frame of reference, who says that Nisan is the beginning of that of the year? Maybe the beginning of the year is Tishrei. Now, you might ask, but one second, we know that they left in the month of Nisan. How would Tishrei figure in here? So Rashi explains, Emo mi Tishrei, we're reading Rashi, Afapishi Yotsu mi Nisan, even though physically they left in the month of Nisan, Mishgia Tishrei, when Tishrei arrives, Korulo Shona Shnia, it would be referred to as the second year since they left Egypt. Lefisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishonim Hanimnin Lebriyas Oilam, Fuadin Litzias Mitzrayim. We know that Tishrei is a reference point of counting years with regard to the creation of the world. So that just like with regard to years since creation, the year changes with Tishrei, I might think that with regard to counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you want to date documents based on numbers of years since the exodus from Mitzrayim, a calendar year flips over, changes over to a new year with the arrival of Tishrei. That's the suggestion right now in the Gemara. So maybe Tishrei should be the standard year change with regard to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Loi Salka Daitoch. You can't think that. Dechtiv, Vayal Aroin Akein El Hor Hor, Al Pi Hashem, Vayomos Shom Bishnas Hoarboim Litseis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'Chodesh Achamishi Be'Echod L'Chodesh. This pasuk describes the passing of Aharon HaKoyin. The pasuk says that he rose to the place of his eventual burial, Hor HaHor, and he died there on the 40th year since the Jews left Egypt. In other words, after 40 years in the desert, that's when Aaron died. And he died on the fifth month, that's Av, the first of Av. That's one pasuk to keep in mind. And then Uksiv, another pasuk says, Vahi barboim shona ba'ashtei osor chodesh, be'echod l'chodesh, Diber Moshe v'chulei. This is a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, and it says on the 40th year, Ashtei Osor. Ashtei Osor means the 11th month. That's the month of Shvat. So what do we see when you look at these two psukim? You've got one pasuk describing an event that took place in Av, and it says the 40th year since they left Egypt. And you have the next pasuk describing an event in the month of Shvat, and it's still the 40th year. So what has happened? You've gone from Av to Shvat. So if you make reference to the list of months, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, and there has been no year change. The Gemara says, Midekoi ba'av v'kori lo shnas arboyim. From the fact that you have one pasuk which is in the month of Av and it's called 40th year, v'koi b'shvat, v'kori lo shnas arboyim, and it's also referred to as the 40th year, mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah lav tishrei hu. It then stands to reason that Tishrei is not the beginning of a year for counting purposes. The Gemara challenges this. Bishlamo heich. I understand that in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Gimel, Meforesh Tilsias Mitzrayim. There it says explicitly, 40th year since they left Mitzrayim. And we've tried to emphasize this with our markings. So you see that clearly, it said explicitly there, since the departure from Mitzrayim. Elohai, the posuk from Devarim Perek Aleph, Mimai Dilitzias Mitzrayim, the reference to 40 years there, who says it's 40 years since the exodus from Mitzrayim? Dilmo Lahakomas HaMishkon, maybe it's 40 years since the building, the setting up of the Mishkan, which took place in the second year that they were in the desert. So that you're not proving anything, because the 40th year in the two psukim are starting with different, the counting of 40 years is starting with two different beginning points. So how did the Gemara try to prove that with regard to Yitzias Mitzrayim year counting, we start from Nisan and not from Tishrei? The Gemara says, Kid'oma Rav Papa, as Rav Papa says elsewhere, Shnas Esrim L'Gzeira Shava. We'll see that later on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that you have a Gzeira Shava comparing year 20 in his case. Hachanami, so too here in our case, Shnas Arboyim, L'Gzeira Shava. In both psukim, and you can see we've dashed underlined by Arboyim Shon or Shnas Arboyim, they serve as a Gzeira Shava, a word comparison. And Ma Kan Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Gimel, it's explicitly stated, 40th year since Exodus from Mitzrayim. Af Kan, so too in the second Pasuk in Dvorim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, even though it didn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim explicitly, it is understood, Af Kan, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the 40 years referred to there, also used as its starting point, the Exodus from Mitzrayim. Question. Umimai demaisa of kodim. Now, before we really read this question, we should preface that there's a well-known idea, ein muktam umu'uchar b'torah. There is the order in which things are revealed in the scriptures, generally speaking, does not testify to the order of the events as they took place. So that we realize that Bamidbar is the fourth book of the Chumash, of the five books of Moses, and Devarim is the fifth book of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The fact that that's the order doesn't mean that the events took place in that order. So we're asking now, Umimai de Maisa de Av Kodim, who says that the Maisa of Av, meaning that which was featured, the death of Aaron, it was featured in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Gimel, who says that that took place before the events in the month of Shvat. Dilmo Maisa de Shvat Kodim. Maybe the events featured in Dvorim Perek Aleph took place before. So that really you would have been going from Shvat to Av, and you're not crossing any Tishrei, because you would then go, you would count the months. You have the first event took place in Shvat. You have Shvat, Ador, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, and then Av, when Aaron dies. And it could then be that, in fact, Tishrei is the Tishrei that preceded Shvat, was the beginning of a new year. Lo salka daitech. No, you cannot suggest that. Dechtiv. Because it says, regarding the events that we called Maisa Shvat, it says that that took place, and you'll notice the psukim citation, this is Dvorim Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. It's the continuation of the Pasuk we just got finished reading in Dvorim Aleph Perigimel. Pasuk Gimel. What does it say in Pasuk Dalet? It says that the Pasuk there said that it was after the 40 years in the month of the 11th month, so Moshe spoke. And when did he speak? Acharei HaKoisoi Es Sichoin. After his defeat of the Sichon king. V'chinoch nafshei da'aroin, when Aaron died, that was the incident that we said in Chodesh Av, Akati Have Sichon Kayom. Sichon was still alive. So it's very clear that Aaron's death took place when Sichon was still alive and well. So that the Mice of Av, Aaron's death, took place. And therefore, you're going to, what we saw, as we said before, you're going from Av through a Tishrei till you get to Shvat, and it's still the 40th year. Showing us that Tishrei is not a changeover from a previous year to a new year. And how do we know this? That when Aaron died, Sichon was still alive? Dichtiv. We continue at the top of Daf Gimel. The Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKnani Melech Arod. Later, we're going to question this detail, but Knani and Sichon right now for our purposes are interchangeable. It says, Vayishma Knani Melech Arod. Arod is the name of a place. He heard. He heard something, and then that information that he heard motivated him to go into battle. Ma Shmua Shoma, what did this king hear? Shoma Shemes Aaron, Vinistalku Anane Kovid. He heard of the death of Aaron, and as we saw it before, the death of Aaron in the month of Av, and it was in Aaron's merit while he was alive that the clouds of glory that served to protect the camp of Israel had existed. With the death of Aaron, Nistalku, they departed, they were removed. Nistalku Anane HaKovid. The Kosovor, now the king, the enemy king, upon hearing Aaron's death and noticing the departure of the Anani HaKovod, the clouds of glory, he figured, the Kosovar, he understood, or he figured, Nitno Rishus Lilochim Bisrael, now I have the right to fight Israel. In other words, their source of protection is no longer there. That would be licensed to fight them. Vahainu Dichtiv, and with that, we understand. The Pasuk says, Vayiru kol ha'edo ki gova Aaron. V'yom Rabbi Avo, al tikri Vayiru. Don't read it as Vayiru, that they saw. Elo Vayeru. Vayeru means that they became exposed. And then you're reading the Pasuk, it says Vayeru kol ha'edo ki gova Aaron. Now the word ki is explained to mean because. Kidu Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish teaches, Diyama Reish Lakish, Ki Mishamish B'dalud Lishonos. The word ki is a very, it's a short word, but it has multiple meanings. And they are, E, Dilmo, Ela, Deha. Four different possible parts of speech or meanings are possible with regard to the word ki. And without getting into the details, Rashi is quite extensive, giving you examples of each one of these different parts of speech. But what we want to emphasize is deha. Deha means that. That when you read the pasuk before, it said it would mean that the whole nation, vayera'u kol hayda, the whole nation became exposed because Aaron died. Therefore, just to recap what we've done in the last several lines, we pointed out that Aaron died in Av, which was called 40th year since departure from Mitzrayim, and then a war took place in the month of Shvat, and the events that led up to that war was in fact the noticing of the death of Aaron. So the events described in Chodesh Av, namely the death of Aaron, year 40 since departure of Mitzrayim, had to have preceded the events of Shvat, which followed the death of Aaron. And yet Shvat was, in that pasuk, was referred to still as in the 40th year since they left Egypt. So that when you go from Av till Shvat, crossing over a Tishrei, no change in year. So we see that when it comes to counting from Mitzrayim, Tishrei is not the beginning point. The Gemara now asks, how can you learn or establish the events of Devarim Perek Aleph, Posuk Dalid, where it says, Acharei HaKoisoi Esichon, based on what you see in Bamidbar Perek Chof Aleph, when it describes someone else, to two different people. Midomi, how can you compare? Hosom Kinaan Hocha Sichon. We have a little star indicating Beis Omid Beis, and that it points to the line back on Beis Omid Beis where Sichon was featured in the pasuk, and we were trying to prove the events of concerning Sichon from that which we saw in a pasuk where it speaks about the Kenani, two different people. The Gemara answers, they are not two different people. Tana, hu Sichon, hu Arod, hu Kenan. All of these different names refer to the same individual. They're simply descriptive. Sichon, shedoyme l'syoch bamidbar. Syoch is a, Rashi says, ayor ben sus. It's a colt, a young horse. Apparently very swift, frisky in his conduct and behavior. Kinaan al shem malchuso. That's the name of his realm. Umashmo, what's his actual name? Arod shmo. Iko diamri, another version of these three names. Arod, that his the word Arod is descriptive. Shedoime la'arvod b'midbar. An arvod or an oroid is a wild donkey. Descriptive of how he conducts himself. Kinaan al shem malchuso. This is the same as before. Umashmoy, what's his actual name? His birth name? Sichon shmoy. So that clears up the technical question about the tupsukim. Sichon and Kenani are in fact referring to the same individual. So up till this point, what have we established we are in the middle of a discussion, but up till this point, we have maintained that the Rosh Hashanah of Melachim is Aleph Nisan, the beginning of Nisan, and that is based on a pasuk where we compared Yetzias Mitzrayim, or we compared the realm of Shlomo HaMelech to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we then showed how Tishrei is not in the running as the beginning of the year, but rather Nisan. Now, did we prove conclusively that Nisan is the new year when it comes to counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's hard to say that we proved that Nisan is the first month. What we have shown is that Tishrei is not. That leads the Gemara into a series of questions. That who says that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah with regard to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which will of course then be the basis of the king's new year. And there is a series right now, we see a series of we'll say alternative suggestions. You can see on the side under our Mivneh heading there is a trapezoid or volcano shape and a double underline under which we've written Hatzos Chilufios, alternative suggestions leNisan kRosh Hashanah leYetzias Mitzrayim, alternative suggestions to Nisan being the beginning of the counting period. And just if you scan the Gemara, try to pick out the volcano shapes and the double underlines, you see V'Emor Rosh Hashanah Iyar, and later V'Emor Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Then after that, V'Emor, maybe Tammuz, Av, Ador. And that eventually will lead us to a second approach, the approach taken by Rebbe Lozer in establishing the Nisan being the Rosh Hashanah. So we continue. V'Emor Rosh Hashanah Iyar. The Gemara says, Lo, Salka Daitach, you can't think that Iyar represents the beginning of a year. Dichtiv, and note that this is a long answer. The Pasuk says, Vahi b'chodesh harishon b'shona hashenis be'echod l'chodesh hukam hamishkan. So it says in the first month, when you're dealing with month counting, months are always counted starting with Nisan. So when it says B'chodesh HaRishon, that's another way of saying Nisan. And it says it was in Nisan during the second year, the first of the month, the first of Nisan, in the second year, the Mishkan was set up, the second year that they were in the desert. Uksiv Vayhi Bashona Hashenis B'chodesh Hasheni Be'esrim B'chodesh Na'ale Ha'onon Me'al Mishkan Ha'edus. So here you have Chodesh Hasheni, that we know is Iyar. And it says you're in the second year, in the month of Iyar, the 20th of month, cloud ascended from above the Mishkan Ha'edus. Midukoi b'Nisan v'kori lea shana shenis. You see the Pasuk is standing in Nisan and calls it the second year. V'koi b'Iyar v'kori lea shana shenis. And in the month of Iyar, it still is the second year. Mechlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Iyar hu. It would then show us that Iyar is not the change of the year. V'emor Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Well, maybe the change of a year takes place in Sivan. To that, 2 weeks we respond, lo salka daitach. You can't think that either. Dichtiv. B'chodesh hashlishi litzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. It says in the third month, that is given, that's Sivan. In the third month, since the Jews left Mitzrayim, that pasuk is introducing the parsha of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. However, if Sivan was a new year, V'im Esau, if it were so that Sivan represents the beginning of a year, then the pasuk would have read, B'chodesh Hashlishi, B'shona Hashenis, Letzeis, v'chule. In the month, in the third month, namely in Sivan, the second year since they left Egypt. But it doesn't say b'shana hashena, it's indicating that it's not a new year. Just to go over the events, after the Jews left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim in Nisan. Following Nisan is Iyar, the third month Sivan. And in the pasuk we just read, there was no indication that at Sivan there was a transition into a new year. Hence, Sivan is not a Rosh Hashanah. So we'll read that line again. V'im Isa b'chodesh hashlishi b'shana shenis letzeis v'chulei miboyale. It should have read like that, and it doesn't. V'emo Tammuz. Maybe Tammuz is the beginning of a year. V'emo Av. Maybe Av is. V'emo Ador. Maybe Ador is the beginning of a new year. Who says that it is necessarily Nisan? Granted, we ruled out all of the months between Av and Shvat that we did before with the discussion concerning the death of Aaron and the battle with Sihon / Canaan. However, what about these months as being the beginning of a year? Elo Omar Rabbi Elazar Mehocha, from the following. Vayochel livnois b'chidish hasheni b'sheni b'shnas arba l'malchuso. My sheni. This pasuk says that he began in the second month, which we know is Iyar, then b'sheni. That word sheni, what does that mean? Lav sheni liyerach shemoinin boi l'malchuso. Does it not mean that it's the second month through by which we count the years of a king's reign? So that if that be the case, Chodesh Iyar is described as, not only is it the second month, but it's the second month in which we count years of king's reign, indicating Nisan, which is just before it, is the first month in a new year of a king's reign. Maskif law Ravina, and notice in the next few lines we have triangles that appear in alternating directions, and this is in order to help you keep track of the give and take style of the Gemara, and that we indicate on the side under the Mivne heading, the Ma'akav, Kushos al Hoychochas Rabbi Elazar and Shuvos. So we continue with a question. Maskif law Ravina, v'emo sheni b'chodesh. Maybe the word sheni in the posuk doesn't mean the second month through which we count years of a king's reign, but means simply the second of the month. Im kain, sheni b'chodesh haviksiv bei. It would have said that. It would have said sheni b'chodesh, but it doesn't say that. It just says b'sheni. The Amo B'Sheni B'Shabbos, maybe the Pasuk is referring to Monday. The Gemara answers two answers. Chado Dolo Ashkechon Sheni B'Shabbos Dichtiv. In Psukim, we don't find days of the week referred to. The Oid, and furthermore, Makis Sheni Basra L'Sheni Kamo. The subject of the word Sheni in the second reference is compared to the subject of the word sheni in the first appearance. Ma sheni kamo chodesh, there it said explicitly in the pasuk, it said b'chodesh hasheni. So just like over there, it was explicitly a reference to a month. Af sheni basro chodesh. So too, the second word sheni is the reference to a month. And as we said, Iyar is the second month since the new year of a king sets in. So with this pasuk, it would seem to be that Nisan is the first month that we use to calculate a king's year. Tanyo Kavose de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Tanaic source, and you can see this goes down to the fourth wide line of the Gemara toward the beginning of the line. What we do in this source, the Gemara says this source supports Rabbi Yochanan. Truth be told, this source is going to quote a series of psukim. The last pasuk quoted actually is the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar quoted. And if you look in the Tosfos, he deals with the issue that this source basically supports everything that we've said till now, and you need all of the psukim to come to the conclusion that Nisan is the beginning of a king's realm. So we, having seen all of the psukim, we are simply going to read the Tanaic source, and each one of the psukim that are quoted should be very fresh in your minds, being that we just discussed them. So Tanya Kavosi to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan, namely the psukim that Rabbi Yochanan brought to the fore to prove his point are seen here in the brisa. Brisa being a Tanaic source lending support and credence to Rabbi Yochanan's approach. And it says, Minayin shein moinin lohem limlochem elo minisan. From where do we know that king's years are counted with Nisan as the beginning of a new year of reign? Shenemar vayhi b'shmoinim shona v'arba meyos shona litzeis b'nei Yisrael meyos Mitzrayim. Uksiv vayal Aharon ha-kohen el hor ha-hor al pi Hashem. Uksiv vayhi barvoim shona ba'ashtei osor chodesh. Uksiv acharei ha-koisoi esichoin v'chulei. Uvi'oimer vayishma ha-knani v'gomer. Vi'oimer vayiru kol ha-oido ki govo Aharon. Vi'oimer vayhi b'chodesh ha-rishon b'shono ha-shenis. Vi'oimer vayhi b'shono ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-sheni. V'yoymer b'chodesh hashlishi litzeis b'nei Yisrael v'chulei. V'yoymer v'yochel livnois. Now that v'yochel livnois is the pasuk that Rebbe Elazar had quoted. And with that in mind, then we have supported Rabbi Yochanan, and we need Rebbe Elazar also, as is pointed out in the Mefarshim. The Gemara, as it continues, deals with Rav Chista's point that what we've mentioned about Nisan being the Rosh Hashanah Melachim, this is true with regard to kings of Israel, Jewish kings. But when you're dating documents based on kings of other countries, other nations, there the dating is based on Tishrei. Now, we've overextended ourselves quite a bit, spilling well down into Daf Gimel, even though we are in a Daf Yomi context. But we were in the middle of a series of calculations making it necessary for us to reach this point. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.